Thanks for joining me in Studio C for another great Glorious Living. I hope you have your Bible ready because today we're going to study about how to pray for your healing. Hello, I'm Kathy DuPlantis. It's always a blessing for me when you can join me here in the studio, here at Studio C. Chrissy's with me again
as well. Yes, ma'am. Pastor Kathy, I love studying God's Word with you and sharing it with those watching each and every week. What a blessing to know that we serve such a great, powerful God.
Yeah, and you know, the title of our program, you know, we've been doing it for several years now, is Glorious Living, because I truly want everyone that's been studying along with us or that tune in to realize that God wants you to live a glorious life.
Praise God. It's so true, and it's for you. It's available today. No matter what you're walking through, you might have woke up today and said, I don't feel glorious at all. Well, we're here to set the record straight. You are glorious because God has called you. He's chosen you, and you have a great life planned in Him.
Yeah, and we have a glorious program. I mean, a conference coming
up. Yes, we sure do.
Soon.
I'm so excited about this conference.
Yeah, it's going to happen. And we're every year we've been doing this, and it's just been such a blessing. And every year it grows, it gets bigger. More ladies come. We're making plans right now for you to be here, right here at Jesse DuPlantis International Headquarters. And the dates will be for all of that. We're going to be posting it. So make sure you look for that.
Yes, March 6th and 7th.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. It's coming around the corner. You got to make your plans to get here free of charge. Mm-hmm. I know, Pastor Kathy, the Lord placed something in your heart that's going to be so special for the ladies to take with them. So you're sharing on that night, March 6th, that night at 7.
Yes.
And then we have Glorious Living Live the next day, starting at 9 a.m.
With me and you, but we have two other people joining.
We got two other ones who are powerhouses. We got Brother Jesse.
Yes, and my daughter Jody.
Jody. I love that. So we're going to be...
Yeah, if you were here for watched last week's program, you saw Jody on here. She's full of the Word of God.
She is.
Bubbly and exciting.
Oh,
I call
so
her Jesse in a dress.
That's the truth. Isn't it true?
Yeah. So we're going to be like on each side. Well, all of us are going to have a great time.
It's going to be fun.
And we want you to be there.
Yeah.
We're here in the house. But if you can't be here... because you're too far away or for whatever reason, you can always be part of the live stream audience.
Oh,
and we're looking forward to that. We have questions that are coming in already.
And if you have your questions ready, if you have anything you want to ask them or me or us together, if you want to put that in the comments below, you can go ahead and do that right now. It really, no question's a stupid question. Whatever you think. And we can take it and apply it to the Word of God. Well, there might be some that might. But you
we're not going to use the stupid questions. So you might send them in, but we won't use it.
But go ahead.
Sometimes
and write
I have
question.
A stupid question.
No, I mean, I know I do. But anyway, so if you have a question, write it in the comments below. Our team's going to collect them, and you might see your question being asked on Glorious Living Live. And then you have another power-packed message that day to
Saturday,
share.
Later in the morning after the chat. The live Glorious Living, not a chat, but we were chatting.
We're going to be chatting.
But then I have a great message and then we have. I love the Glorious Conferences because this is a time where I can pray for people.
Yes.
People's needs are met. The ladies interact. I love seeing. And we have great worship, great fun.
It's so much fun.
Gift prizes.
Yes, we do.
Giveaways. Ladies love that.
They do. We have such a great time in the presence of God. So be here. Get here March 6th and 7th. It's going to be amazing. Or watch live and share it with all your friends. Have a watch party.
Yes.
We encourage that. Get all your friends together, get yourself some good snacks, and have a fun time worshiping together wherever you are.
That's right. It's a Friday night and a Saturday morning, so get ready for that. It's going to be a blessing. But today we're going to study the Word of God together.
Yes.
And this week's Glorious Living, Chrissy and I are going to be studying praying for healing.
Amen.
Such an important subject, such a great subject that's close to my heart. I love telling people about God's promises of healing. And we're going to take it from the fifth chapter of my book, which
Look
is The Power of
the
Prayer.
The Power of Prayer. This book is so life-changing, talking about how to pray, why it's important, the essentials to prayer.
Yes.
And if you're watching, you might say, well, my prayer life isn't where I want it to be. This is an amazing tool to get. It's a beautiful read, and it will really just ignite your prayer life like you've never seen before. I know it did to mine. So thank you for writing this, Pastor Kathy.
Well, appreciate it. Several different types of prayer and different ways to pray. Prayer for miracles, healing, salvation for your family. But this month in our magazine, we've taken that one chapter that we're going to study today.
Love it.
And it's talking about the power of prayer. about praying for healing.
Amen. It's so important because I know so many people, they don't think healing is for today. They don't believe that God can do it for them. They mm-hmm. might even have an easier time believing for somebody else, but when it comes to their personal healing, mm-hmm. they think it's impossible.
Yeah.
And so to
well, this... But it's not, you know, and I think what's beautiful about us studying this now and because it really ties into our theme for this year, which is use your faith voice. Why not use your faith voice for yourself
Amen.
To pray for your own healing or pray for someone else in your family or in your friendships, people that you know that need a healing?
Amen.
God wants to hear your voice. And when you put your voice, when you use your voice to speak God's word and believe what he said,
yeah.
then you can transform your life. We're going to talk about that today.
Ooh, I'm excited about it. I'm all stirred up. I get excited when we study God's word together. And I know you are too.
Yeah, and we're going to begin in Genesis chapter 20. So if you have your Bible, turn there. Genesis chapter 20. Just want to establish the fact that healing is for today. Mm-hmm. It did not pass away with the disciples or stop when Jesus left the earth. His plan was that we continue praying for healing by laying hands on the sick and watch them recover. But you know, Chrissy, healing is not just a New Testament thing.
That's right.
It started back in the book of Genesis, and this is where I want us
Amen.
To study and read a scripture. In fact, I want you to read this in Genesis chapter 20. I want you to read verse 17,
yes.
because healing has always been an established truth of the Bible.
Amen.
And we're going to see this in the scripture here, because Abraham prayed for it. Why would he pray for it if it wasn't available?
Amen. That's
so read true. Genesis chapter 20, verse 17. If you have a Bible, follow along with us.
Yes, it says, "So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children." Wow, Abraham prayed. He's our father of faith.
Yes.
We look to him as the
yes,
example.
Yes, he knew that he could go to God. We talked in our last program with Jody here when we were talking about the partner letter, how Abraham called those things that be not as though they were. He was a man of prayer. He used his faith voice.
He sure did.
And so he used his faith voice for this situation too. So apparently Abraham knew that healing was God's will for mankind.
Yes, and he knew what he was doing. Abraham walked closely with God. He was a friend of God,
mm-hmm.
and we're called to be friends of God too.
That's
and
right.
And I love that you tied it in with the theme, because this theme this year is just so powerful about using your faith voice, only saying what God says.
That's right.
And if God is saying, be healed, we take that fact and we walk in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, but like you were saying, sometimes people don't believe that they can be healed, but regardless of any personal experience of things maybe that didn't happen for someone that you heard about or knew about, the Bible must be our final authority
Amen.
That healing belongs to us.
Praise God.
In fact, scriptures, we're just going to read a few references here in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. God is revealed as our healer. He says, "I am the Lord who heals you."
Amen.
Isn't that
well, that's
wonderful?
Comforting, isn't that?
That's his name.
That's his
it's
name.
One of his names. It's Jehovah Rapha. It
Praise
means
God.
The God, the healer.
Yes.
He's not, we don't just seek healing, we seek the healer.
Mm-hmm.
And the healer has all that's necessary for our body to stay whole
yes.
and well.
I love what you just said. We seek the healer.
Uh-huh.
We look to Jesus
right.
and everything that he provides. And when we go to him first, we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's added to us, especially our healing.
Yeah.
You know, when Jesus established it in the earth and he went about healing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we recognize that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever,
mm-hmm.
I mean, our faith just begins to explode. It gets so exciting.
Oh, yeah. The word does something. It ignites something within us when we hear the word. In fact, we can always follow God's instructions. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15 is God's promise to us that he will take away from you all sickness.
Amen.
I think that's a beautiful promise
it
that
really
we got to remember that God.
And
so if you're some kind of sickness or something has come upon you or someone you love, you can recognize that is a violation
come
of spiritual law.
Yeah.
And so you should take your authority and resist it and put it down.
Yeah.
God says he takes sickness out of my midst. So I command that sickness to go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so you have things that you can say and do. In fact, Isaiah 53 verse 4 and 5 also boldly declares, these are very familiar scriptures to many of you. He says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed."
We are healed.
I love that.
And that's in every aspect.
Yes.
That's our sins. That's our physical ailments. That's a mental torment. That's
mm-hmm.
relationships. Healed of everything broken.
Mm-hmm.
God came to do that, and he said, "It is finished."
Yeah.
We need to trust Jesus' words. When he said it's finished, that means it's done.
Yeah, I know. And a lot of people believe it just for the spiritual side, and the spiritual side is very important. Mm-hmm. But it's not just that. You don't have to choose with God that you get either or. It's and also.
And also. Hey, more than enough. That's why we call him the God of more than enough.
That's so
this
good.
Is so, like, the hope that's in this room, that it's building people's faith, their hope in Jesus. It's so exciting. I know you're probably feeling it watching. We have people that are connected with the ministry that see miraculous healings all the time.
Yes,
and write in, and that might be you. If that's happened to you, please let us know so we can rejoice with you. But I have one I want to share of a healing. This says, I had to have a biopsy because of the nodules on my thyroid. I received the report Tuesday that it was benign. I have been shouting and praising the Lord since Tuesday. Well, keep on shouting, girl, because—
And we're shouting with
we're
you.
Shouting
glory
with
to God.
You. Yeah.
God is so faithful.
He
I love
is.
Hearing your testimony.
It's so good because, you know, he came to heal us. And when we take hold of the truth and we walk in it each and every day, we use our faith voice. We only say what faith says. You know, sometimes it takes discipline to get into that habit of being filled with faith. Sometimes it might not be easy for you if you're not used to really walking in the truth, but you're at the right place at the right time studying with us, because when you establish these principles, these biblical principles in your life, you will see results of healing.
That's so true.
Amen.
Now let's turn to Matthew chapter 8, because the Bible has many more promises and examples that clearly establish that our God has made healing available to his children by faith.
Amen.
So just say this with me. Healing is a settled fact.
Healing is a settled
You know,
fact,
it's a
yes.
settled fact. It's not open for discussion. You know, people, it doesn't matter what your experience has been, it's what the Word of God has promised.
Amen.
And it's because, you know, every step is first realizing that God will, it's always His will to heal. The Word of God settled the issue in the story about the leper that came to Jesus to be healed. So I want Chrissy to read Matthew chapter 8, and we're going to read verses 2 and 3, Chrissy.
Yes. It says, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now that's a big deal.
I love that. Immediately.
Yeah, immediately.
And Jesus touched him. You know, in that day, you didn't want to even be around a leper. You'd have to, in fact, a leper had to scream out, unclean, unclean, so that people would know, because they could, you know, they were a threat to society.
Wow.
But Jesus touched him. That just shows how Jesus has so much compassion on people that are hurting and sick.
Yes.
And so he reached out to him. But most people don't realize that Jesus wants to. He says, Jesus, if you're willing, I know you can.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, it's not, can God do it? But is he willing to heal me?
Yeah.
That's what they struggle on. But God is always willing.
Yeah.
But Jesus settled it when he answered that question to the leper. I'm willing.
Yeah.
It's my will. It's
That's
always
beautiful.
His will to heal.
I love it. And that leper used his faith voice, and he might not have even been knowing that when he did it in that moment.
That is so good.
But
it's
he
true.
Took the chance. He took that chance. He didn't let the fear of what other people would think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about walking in shame through the streets each and every day, saying, I'm unclean. These words of just negativity. Maybe you've been talking down on yourself, saying, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Well, today, let me introduce you to Jesus. He says you're worthy. He wants to touch you. It doesn't matter what you've done or what you're carrying, any of that shame. He wants to touch you and say, be clean and have you healed in all aspects.
Yeah, and we want to straighten out something, and it's in this article and also in the book about how a lot of people wrongly pray, Lord, when they're praying for healing, Lord, if it be your will, you need to remove that out of your faith voice. Don't even say that when you're talking about something that you already know is God's promise. He has already promised that he would take sickness out of your midst. We read that already. He says, by his stripes you are healed.
Yeah.
So settle the fact today that it is God's will. Don't pray when you're praying for healing, end it with, oh Lord, if it be your will. You know, the only time that prayer really is a valid prayer is when you're praying what we call a prayer of consecration. And Jesus used those words when he spoke to the Father while he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Right.
So we're going to turn to Luke chapter 22. I want you to see this because it's important, because that whole idea of ending your prayer with if it be your will has sabotaged so many people's prayer and their faith. And it basically negated, because they're not standing in full faith if they don't really know it's His will.
What the will
but
is.
If you know it's God's will for like, I know it's God's will for my whole family to be saved. When I got born again, I read that scripture but that said that it's God's will that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So I didn't have to pray, oh, Lord, is it your will to save
you
Jesse?
Knew it.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
He had to get to any family member that I was praying for, anything that I was praying. Finances, I knew that I have given. So I had the promise that I knew God would bring back to me, pressed down, shaken together,
running over.
So I knew that was God's will to prosper me, to heal my family, to save my family, and to heal my body.
Yes.
And so this is a concept that you have to realize that you don't pray, Lord, if it be your will, if you know what the will of God is.
Amen.
So one of the purposes of Jesse Duplantis Ministries, and we've been here for 50 years now, is to help you to understand the Word of God, to help you to move and go into a higher way of living, to live a glorious life.
That's right.
And you do that by knowing the Word of God. I often quote the scripture in our program, John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's the words of Jesus.
Yeah.
He came to expose the thief and help us to realize that the wonderful life that God wants us to have and enjoy.
That's right. That's glorious living
that
right
totally
there,
is glorious
Pastor
living.
Kathy. I love that. And when we accept the fact, we think of the God we serve and how magnificent and wonderful and how He wants us to have that abundant life, mm-hmm. then our countenance lifts. Our smiles begin to come back. And when the pain that we're walking through begins to diminish because we know who we serve mm-hmm. and we have a hope in Him.
Yeah, and I was just thinking about the program we had last week with Jody, how mm-hmm. she's saying how the devil knows the power that you have. That's why he came against Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
He wants to rob us for that. And so we have to recognize the devil's tactics to try to steal the Word of God from mm-hmm. our hearts. This is why it's important we're studying today.
And we're doing it. I'm loving it. That's great.
So why don't you read Luke chapter 22, and it's the words from verse 39 through 44. It's a little
yes.
bit, but it's really beautiful, beautifully written. So it's going to help us to understand this truth.
Beautiful. It says, and he came out and went as he wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as if it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
Yes. You see, when Jesus prayed this prayer of consecration, it had absolutely nothing to do with healing.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus asked the Father to be spared from death in the garden so that he could go all the way to the cross.
Wow.
He knew what was about to happen when they arrested him. I mean, and we all know how he was tortured, and it was mm-hmm. amazing that he even survived that part, but that's because he prayed.
That's right.
But that was God had a plan for him to go all the way to the cross.
Yes, exactly.
So the blood that dripped in the garden could not redeem mankind from sickness, but Jesus had to carry the cross all the way to the cross.
I love that point when you say that, and then it was in this this article that blood, even though he sweat those bloods, we needed him mm-hmm. to go to that cross. The Lord designed it. It was the will of the Father that Jesus would carry this out from the foundation of the world so that we can walk in healing now.
Yes, yeah, so this was an assignment that Jesus had. So he was praying, and this was a lot going on, but this didn't have anything to do with healing. So when we're praying and believing God for healing in our lives, we always will pray, Lord, we thank you that it's your promise. Mm-hmm. I receive it. Not, Lord, if it's your will. We know it's your will.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we can say, Lord, we know it's your will to take sickness out of my mess.
Yeah.
I know it's your will that by your stripes I am healed. Mm-hmm. And then you enforce the Word of God in your own life.
That's praying with authority, and that's praying that fervent prayer of a righteous man, it availeth much. And that's just a great way to know that, you know, the Lord is pleased with our faith. He wants us to stand firm and on our unshakable foundation, mm-hmm. which is Jesus. And so it just encourages you today to start praying in boldness.
Right.
If there's any fear that might be dwelling in you when you start to pray, start worshiping your Father, start magnifying His name, and that fear is going to flee in the name of Jesus, and you'll be filled with faith so that you can receive the promise of healing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, when Jesus came to earth, He really understood the purpose that He came for. We're going to jump to Luke chapter 4. Chris, I want you to read something. You know, you have to know your purpose. One of the reasons God put you here in the earth is so you can be stand for him and show forth his glory. Amen. And when your body is whole and healed, and when you're praying for people to receive from God, it glorifies God.
It sure does.
And so it's important to know that Jesus came, he was like 30 years of preparation, but then he had this, he was over here, it was implementation when he was here on the earth. And so I want us to just read the scriptures that Jesus read when he came into his hometown synagogue and after 30 years, and he made a formal announcement that he was open for business, basically.
I'm open for business. Jesus was ready to rock. Yeah, this is awesome.
So let's read what he actually read from the book of Isaiah there, and you're going to see this. I want you to read, Chrissy, Luke chapter 4, verse 16 through 22.
And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And their eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And all spoke well of him and marveled at the words of grace that came forth from his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" Like,
after
I thought
all
this was
that,
just Joseph. So who is this guy?
Who does he think he is talking to them? You'd think that the people in Jesus' hometown would have rejoiced when he made that proclamation. The anointed one had come with good news. The poor didn't have to be poor anymore.
That's right.
The poor, oppressed, bruised, captive, and blind people in that synagogue should have lined
That's
up
right.
for their miracle. But even though they marveled at his words, they neglected his message. And all they could think about was, is not this Joseph's son?
Wow. And that could speak to many of you out there. People might be pointing fingers at you right now saying, "Oh, this is just, you know, what are you doing here? You don't belong here. Get out of here with your generational curses, or that your parents did this. You're from this town. You don't have the resources." But God is saying, no, you have a purpose and a plan. And Jesus didn't care. He got up with boldness, authority. And I love when he said it and he just sat down.
Yeah.
It was done. He closed his book.
It was
with
up to
confidence.
He spoke it, and then it was up to them to believe. Just like when we read the Word of God, we hear what God said, it's our responsibility to receive it and receive what He is saying and put it into our own hearts so that we could receive the promise. But these people that day in the synagogue missed their day of visitation.
Wow.
They missed out on all the marvelous things that God wanted to do for them that day. You know, throughout the Bible, we see that God has always provided healing for His people.
That's right.
And Psalms 103 verse 3 reveals a God who heals all your diseases.
Amen.
And Psalms 105, verse 37 reminds us that when God led the children of Israel out of Egypt, there was not one feeble feeble person among their tribes. So that was such an example for us to realize that every time you look through the scriptures, see how God did it. What did He do? And while on earth, Jesus sent out the 12 disciples, and He gave them power to bring healing to their generation.
That's right. This
and
is so
and
great.
The message just keeps going. He intended to keep it going. He gave the great commission. He says, "Go into all the world, preach the gospel, heal the sick."
Yeah.
I mean, there's always so many things that we can look back and see that it is the will of God for you to be healed. So if you know it's the will of God, then you can go to Him boldly and ask Him
to touch
your body, to heal you, to ask Him for the promise in your own life.
I love it. Oh, I'm all stirred up. I often get stirred up when we sit together in Studio C because I love when you just said those people missed their day of visitation. Mm-hmm. Instead of lining up for their miracle to receive from Jesus, they said, "Is this just Joseph's son saying all this?" But don't miss your day of visitation. Watching this program right now, maybe you're in pain. Maybe it's a physical healing you desire, or maybe it's just a mental torment. Whatever the case may be, our God is a healer. He's a restorer.
Right.
And this is your day of visitation to where you grab hold of the promises of God, you use your faith voice, and you march into your destiny knowing that you're healed. No matter what the circumstances look like, He said, "It's finished, it's done, and it's yours to take hold of."
Amen. And, you know, realize, I believe that this is your moment of visitation.
Yes.
And the enemy may tell you, "Oh, that's just Kathy. That's just Chrissy talking about the Word of God." But God brought you here for a specific purpose so that you can hear truth to get out of the situation you're at right now. So I'm going to pray with Chrissy right now for your healing. Maybe you're suffering in your body, or maybe there's someone that you're thinking about right now that needs this, we can pray and send the word to them because the healing promises of God belong to everyone. Mm-hmm. So let's just go to the Father. Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you that there's no distance between Chrissy and I and those that are watching with us today. Lord, they may be watching with us live. It may be taped later on and they'll watch it. Yes. But Lord, your word is so powerful, it can touch them right where they are. We speak the word of God and command sickness to go. We command the healing power of God to flow through their lives. We send the word right now and command a manifestation, Lord, of a healing of power and results. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you take sickness out of the midst. Healing is flowing right now on a cellular level. I speak to that cancer. I speak to that infirmity, whatever that problem may be, to Alzheimer's, to any type of affliction, any type of a joint problem. Lord, whatever the situation may be, there is nothing that is impossible with you. And we send the word right now and expect a healing power of God to flow in Jesus' name, amen. I believe that God touched your body right now. I believe there's something, many of you that are actually sensing this in your body. I remember times when God has touched my body and I knew instantly this was a turnaround time. I believe that's happening right now. Others of you, there's something has begun and you're going to see the results. But be sure and give a testimony. Let us know how God is touching your life because healing does belong to you. You can pray, not just for yourself, but for your family. I know you've laid hands on that little baby, Sophia.
Oh my goodness,
Because the enemy comes in to try to rob us of healing, and that's when we have to enforce the word of God.
Praise God.
And put it into practice, and then you see it change. You know, the enemy comes to kill. He doesn't just want to just make sick. Mm-hmm. He wants to kill so we can stand our ground and protect our family with the word of
God. That's the prayer of faith. I remember she wasn't speaking like she should have been. She was kind of delayed, and then we went to the doctor, Luis and I, with the baby, and the doctor said, I think we need to get her evaluated. And when the doctor said that, something rose up in Luis as a papa bear going, she's fine. She's great.
Yeah.
He was using his faith voice. That was last year? Yes, it was last year. Uh-huh. She was about to turn two, and she didn't even say mama yet. So we were a little concerned with that.
Right.
And so that night, he looked at me, and we prayed together, and he said, she's fine in the name of Jesus. She's going to start talking. It's going to happen like that. Next day, she wakes up, runs to me and locks eyes with me because she wasn't really connecting like we wanted her to. She looked at me, she goes, mama, I love you. And it came out of nowhere, and we hugged and embraced. But I believe it was that prayer of faith that really ignited the heart of the Lord. And the Lord knew that day was going to come. And it happened like that in an instance. It was a suddenly, like you and Boss often say. And I believe your suddenly is right here. All you have to do is claim it and say, Lord, I'm ready for it. I'm ready to walk in the promises. I'm going to do everything I can in the natural.
That's right.
To be wise in my situations, and I'm going to let you fulfill the promise you've already given me.
Amen.
Is that not awesome?
I love that.
And now she can't stop talking.
And
I'm like,
happy
girl,
about
go
that.
To sleep. I think of that moment, I said, let's keep having conversation, Sophia, because it really is a blessing.
Yes.
It really is so awesome.
So healing is not just the Bible, an Old Testament, or even a New Testament. It's a today fact.
Yeah,
Jesus
right.
is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Mm-hmm. So we're holding on to that and believing God for you, for every part of
Amen.
Your life to be whole and healed.
I love it.
Amen.
And I love you, Pastor Kathy.
Thank you,
I love Covenant Church and all of the resources we have at the ministry available for you to take hold of that, because you know the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And when he knows you know the promises of God, you know, you might face some trials, but guess what? They're not going to work. The weapon may form, but it's not going to prosper.
That's right.
And we have tools, resources, magazines, books, I mean, countless messages on our free JDM, over 530 of them, so that you can get inundated with the Spirit of God and keep going higher and higher in
That's
him.
Right. You will always be encouraged, always be blessed, always be stirred up in your faith to use your faith voice anytime you tune in, watch anything on all of our platforms. All of everything we do is done with you in mind. We just want to be a blessing to you to strengthen your faith. And we're doing this because of our partners. Before we close, I just want to thank our partners for helping us to do what we do. Here it is, 50 years of ministry.
Ooh,
I love every
years.
Year. We're going to celebrate it all year long.
Yeah.
50 years of reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time.
Yeah, that's right.
And our partners have helped us every step of the way. So thank you, partners, for being a part of this. If you're not a partner, you can become one by using the information on the screen. Just know that we love you and we're praying for you and we're standing with you in faith using our faith voice realizing that all things are possible through Jesus Christ. Amen. Every day, today and every day, we're following Jesus' example. We're teaching, we are preaching, and people are being healed. And I believe that you are healed even today.
Amen.
So glory to God. We're so excited what God is doing.
Oh, I love it. I love being with you. I love talking about Jesus. Until next week, more Jesus.
More Jesus. Thank you, Chrissy, for being with me again.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining with me here in Studio C. I'm going to be looking for you next week. God bless.
We're bolder than we know. We're courageous in Jesus.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women.
Why don't just brag on God a little bit? Because God really wants to elevate us and help us to step into a higher level.
Glorious, a conference for women, March 6th and 7th, 2026. For more information and free registration, go to jdm.org.